Matt, I'm just curious, as you look at this Panthers offense, what stands out to you in terms of where they provide you the toughest challenges?
Well, I mean, obviously, they have a number of different challenges that they do present. I think first and foremost, you're going to start with the quarterback, with Cam Newton and his ability to, you know, really here the last several weeks show that he can control the game, you know, run the game from a standpoint of moving the ball, critical situations, converting third downs, you know, converting in the red area. I think he's done a great job of obviously just, you know, presents a threat from both a pass game and a run game standpoint, but also being able to allow the offense to work and allow the other players on the field to make plays, whether it's, you know, the running back situation, which, you know, all those guys will contribute, Williams, Tolbert, Stewart, you know, whoever's in there will obviously, you know, be able to get yardage, getting the ball out to their skill players. Steve Smith, obviously, a huge playmaker for them, a great player in their system, a great player in their offense. But really, you know, LaFell and Ted Ginn, you know, have also obviously been very productive, too, and then really doing a great job of using the tight end, Greg Olsen, and his ability to become a target downfield, in the middle of the field, also in the red area. I think really, you know, from a standpoint of, from an offense in general, I think they're doing a great job of staying balanced in the run-pass game, and really just providing threats, you know, across the board.
Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. You sort of touched this in the first answer, but I know you guys have faced some multiple offenses already this season, thinking about, you know, the Buffaloes, even the Jets of the world. But maybe, not just because of the challenge in the system, but because of the fact that it's the third year Cam Newton in Carolina, do you think this might be the most multiple offense that you guys have faced so far?
Well, I think every week, you know, presents different challenges, and every team is different. And I will certainly say that Carolina is very multiple in what they do, and within that, they've done a great job of keeping it very balanced. So, you know, they'll run the ball and they'll throw the ball. They can threaten you downfield. They can get the ball out quick. You know, whether it's the three-step passing game, they have great catch and run players in the perimeter. If they want to throw the ball out and try to get some of their players out in space to be able to make some yardage there, and then obviously, you know, their ability to run the ball both from, you know, the running back sets and then also from the quarterback and the gun sets where they can become very multiple in that situation. I think this is a very dangerous team that has done a great job of being able to, you know, to move the ball, methodically control the game, and really, you know, kind of wear down their opponents.
Matt, this sort of piggybacks off a question I had asked Coach Belichick earlier. It was about a key player and some of the players like Belichick has coached in the past that maybe have some similarities. And the question I would ask you is, if you have a player match up and basically say, hey, you take care of this, we'll have the other 10 guys, you know, do their thing. What does that mean to you as a defensive coordinator?
Line muted.
Mike, the question kind of broke up a little bit, but I mean, just in regards to Tlaib, I will say, obviously, you know, it's just done a tremendous job for us, you know, within our system and really kind of doing whatever it is, particular task that we're asking him to do, but it really carries over to everybody. I mean, I would say all of our guys obviously have to handle multiple roles and be in different positions on the field and really just, I think what they try to do in general is adapt whatever the game plan is for that particular week and try to go out and execute to the best of their ability. And certainly, as a defense in general, the more players that we have that can be multiple and versatile and in those roles, then the better we're going to be. So certainly, Tlaib would be top of that list as someone that can, you know, handle a lot of different information. But I would really say that all of our players, you know, I mean, obviously Devin McCourty, Stephen Gregory, and Bernard, and Arrington, and just all of those guys in general in the back end do a great job of handling the, you know, the different challenges every week, as do, you know, the guys in the front. I think they're a group that works extremely hard to try to understand the concept of what we're trying to do against an opponent and to try to go out and execute that every day in practice and then carry that over into game day.
Matt, I was curious your thoughts on Daron Harmon and what he's done for you, you know, this rookie season.
Sure. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, all those guys, and Daron in particular, you know, as they go out and play for us, like we expect all of our guys that are, you know, active each week to go out and perform at a high level. I think he's really trying to, you know, understand what we're doing defensively from a full conceptual standpoint, and, you know, has shown some improvement, you know, in that area. I think certainly, obviously, he has a long way to go. There's some things that, you know, we make emphasis points of as, you know, as a coaching staff that he needs to improve on and get better on, and you know, that's what we're looking for every week, just like we are with every player. But certainly, obviously, you know, did a nice job for us there. You know, and obviously we're looking for improvement on him moving forward.
It's more Carolina-based, Matt. I mean, I guess looking at Mike Shula's sort of approach, how would you define their approach, like offensively?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Coach Shula's done a great job, you know, with the offense and the things they have in place. I would say they certainly, you know, do a great job week in, week out. They will vary their game plans accordingly. And really, you know, can change how they attack a defense. But in the same accord, we'll keep it balanced throughout the game and have been able to keep it balanced throughout the season so that there's no real heavy tendencies there as far as, you know, if they're going to come out throwing the ball or running the ball. But I think certainly, you know, they're obviously trying to establish a physical, run-oriented offense. But there's a lot of creativity in the offense that I think, you know, goes maybe unnoticed initially. You know, when you take a look at it, there's a lot of moving parts, a lot of flexibility within their offense. You know, they have very good athletes across the board, even on the offensive line. So they're able to do a lot of multiple things, and I think that's really what you gotta try to be able to handle is going to be those different plays that maybe you haven't seen before that they're obviously going to scheme up and dial up each week, and then, you know, to be able to stop everything else that they've shown, you know, to date. So I think they're doing a great job as far as that's concerned. And I think, you know, like I said, they're trying to do a good job of staying balanced. And I really think, you know, between the run and, you know, maybe the throws downfield that they get and then also the catch and run plays that they get underneath, I think they're doing a great job of that.
Matt, you said something in talking about the conceptual understanding of the defense raises this question for me, and it might be it's a tough one to ask. I'm not sure if it's a tough one to answer or not, but a lot of the players have talked about all the injuries, understanding the way the defense works as a whole, in addition to understanding their own individual roles, and that's been a key in kind of overcoming the significant losses you've incurred. But how do you achieve that? What are the keys from a coaching standpoint to make sure that everybody out there understands not only what, but why all 11 guys have to do what they do so that you can pick up the one another when you have to move people around and so forth?
Sure. I mean, obviously, I think, you know, it's a great question, and it's really an integral part of, I think, the game of football in general. When you have 11 guys out there all trying to work together to achieve the same goal, and when I say that, I mean on every single play. And I think when you take each individual play, you know, you have to have 11 guys working in sync, being on the same page with each other, understanding how it all fits together, the parts that make up and encompass the whole piece, you know, really have to mesh in a certain way. Otherwise, you know, that's when you have breakdowns in the scheme. So whether it's in the run game or in the passing game, you know, you need to understand how everyone fits so you can work off of each other. And then obviously understand if there is a mistake, to be able to fix it on the field and hopefully fix it within the play itself, understanding that there's a missing piece here and, you know, this is how it would be compensated for to prevent a, you know, let's say a mistake to turn into a bigger or worse situation. So I think when you try to teach it from the, you know, infantile stage, that's really where you want to start, and you got to start with that holistic approach of understanding how all the pieces fit together, more so than just the individual part and, you know, obviously just rote memorization as far as this is what you do on this play and this is what you do on this play. You want to try to get it from a concept of, okay, this is how it all fits together. Now, this is where you are and this is your part of the big picture, but understand these are all the pieces that sit around you and this is how they fit. And I think if you can get them to understand from that point of view and that perspective, then I think it becomes easier to move the pieces within the puzzle, if that makes any sense. So I think that's kind of, you know, it's something you try to do at the very beginning when you're talking and fundamentally installing the different packages that we run. And certainly, obviously, we do that, you know, on a day-to-day and week-to-week basis also. And I think once you have that foundation, then the system hopefully can build on top of itself from there.